What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here, Cheesehead TV, coming to you live with your Packers Daily Chat on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Thursday. The Packers continue to prepare for their Saturday night showdown with the Carolina Panthers. It's a Saturday night game, very unusual, something different. It's going to be a lot of fun. Packers on primetime television, hopefully whooping up on them Southern Cats. Good to see everybody in the comment section. Thank you for joining, as always. It's how we do every day, 10 a.m., rain or snow or shine. And let me tell you, there is a lot of snow on the ground here in New York this morning. Good to see everybody. Thanks so much for joining me. Corey, morning. Pogs, how are you? Top of the morning. Amar's here. What's up, buddy? How you doing? Daniel, good morning. Can we try to keep this under 25 minutes? Well done. Well done. That's what I'm talking about. Good morning. Boy, what's up, Amar? How sweet would it be to get the one seed and have fans back for the game? It'd be amazing, Brett. I doubt there will be a kind of opening of Lambeau anytime soon. I do think they'll continue to have friends and family, so to speak, in the stands. I'll be very, very surprised, even if they say get the NFC Championship game in Lambeau, that they'll open it up to fans beyond whatever they're putting in right now. Maybe they let in like 5,000 to 10,000, but even that I very much doubt. Do you have any idea how to watch the game if you don't have NFL Network, not on local TV? I'm sure there are some streaming options. Free over the air, I can't help you, but I would try and pay attention to the comments. I'm sure someone will have some ideas. It's the best I can do for you. Hot dogs and Cheetos. That's right. What's up, hot dogs and Cheetos? Jersey Al is here getting some live carry the G time before shoveling out. Yeah, man. I took one look at the snowdrifts and said, nah, that's quite all right for me. Dylan, thanks for the super chat. Caught Packers Daily yesterday, transplants last night, and Packers Daily today, all on the same snow removal shift. Thanks for getting me through. Dylan, keep it up, man. Carry the G. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for checking it out. All gas. That's right, Andrew. Come on now. Come on. Let's do this. Yahoo Sports has been reliable for the game. Dustin, I was going to ask if Yahoo was going to carry it. I never know with whatever their line with keeping things exclusive to NFL Network, if then they maybe don't show those games on Yahoo, but I know they've been showing a lot of the primetime matchups on Yahoo Sports on their website. So that, for those of you asking, that might be an opportunity for you to see the game. Just search Reddit to find links for streams. That used to work, but I thought Reddit had like really cracked down on that. I mean, I haven't utilized it in a long time, so I don't know. But yeah, because I remember with Premier League, that's how I used to get things. But maybe it's just Premier League that cracked down. I'm not sure. Patrick, what's up, buddy? Go Pack Go. Go Pack Go from New York. Hope your Europe is treating you well, sir. Andrew, thank you for the super chat. Sign up for a free 3-day trial of Sling. There you go. Yeah, there you go. That's a good idea. If you get NFL Network via one of the streaming services, YouTube TV, or I think they took it off, actually. But I know Fubo has it. You can get a free week of Fubo when you sign up. They'll have NFL Network. So you can try one of those. Some dude named Nick Barnett followed me yesterday. I was disappointed to find out it was not the Nick Barnett. Oh, Joey, you'll get there eventually. Jill, hello, good morning. I missed it. How much snow by you? I don't know, like, probably about 6 inches, 7 inches. I think they got it worse out in Jersey, where Al is shoveling. Hello, Aaron from Colorado. What's up, Alfredo? Hello from New York City. Which number 20 would you take for this team? Atari Bigby, Marcus Anderson, Alex Green, or Alan Rossum? Wow. Probably Rossum. Need that return ability. Nags, have you heard that Jamal Williams' agent is in Green Bay? Is this a sign that we might re-sign Williams over Jones? I always take that with a grain of salt. Every bit of business can be done virtually. There's zero reason for an agent to show up if, you know, the idea is to be working with the Packers. But that said, it's a possibility. You know, he could be signing an extension. We'll see. Bigby, everyone's so Atari could hit. Unfortunately, he couldn't cover, so there's that. Loved your tweeted photos last night. Nothing like a New York City snowfall. The city's great, man. It was so funny going into the studio yesterday. There was not a hint of snow anywhere. And then I came out of the studio and it was a complete winter wonderland. So yeah, it was good times. Marching up from the train stop to my place. Lots of gorgeous streets. The fresh New York snow is always great. It's the 3 days later snow that's never fun. Banky, Nags, and Perry in the same room for a watch party. The internet may not only fail, but it may just melt down. Dusty, it's going to be a lot of fun. Perry's going to join us not this Saturday night, but next week for the Sunday Nighter against the Titans. That'll be a lot of fun. Will we see more of 36? I really like his game, both the run and the pass. He shows up. I think there's a possibility. It's going to be fun to watch them try to juggle people as these final three regular season games kind of come to fruition, and we'll see what kind of coalescing they do. Go Pack Go from Cali. What's up, Ivan? Buenos dias, Nags. What's up, Tony? How are you, man? Oh, Travis, with a very serious question. Antonio Freeman or Jordy Nelson? Probably Jordy. Freeman was the man, but I think Jordy was a better overall player. And that's not to discount anything Freeman did. Good morning from London. What's up, Dale? Good morning. Good morning, Nags. I understand concussions are unpredictable, unique, and murky. Would you agree the situation with Jace is actually bordering on concerning? No. No, not at all. Not whatsoever. You know, he's got to get through the protocols, and each one of those injuries, those head traumas, are completely different. Yeah, no, it's not like a Sam Shields situation. You know, he's just got to get through the protocols. And once he does, once he's cleared, he'll be back out there. Good morning from Medellin, Colombia. What's up, Steve? Jeff Janis or Jake Kumerow? For this team, I'll take Janis because they need a gunner in the worst way. Oh, Big Al with a question and a half right here. Nags, which player have better dreadlocks? Morgan Burnett early in his career, Atari Bigby, Al Harris, or Tremont Williams? Come on, it's Al Harris. Everybody knows that's Al Harris. Let's go. Big B is here. Big B, the GOAT, is here. How many times did you go to that Packer bar in New York City that Rodgers helped save? All right, Matthew, lots to unpack here. First of all, Rodgers didn't save it. It's still, kind of, I guess, in trouble is the only way you can put it, as is most every single independently run and owned bar in New York City. Rodgers retweeted my tweet, which was great, and they certainly raised a ton of money off their GoFundMe, but they are they're still in dire straits, as, like I said, most small bars are in the city. How many times did I go there? I went there a bunch when I first moved to the city, which is why I didn't even know about it and how I met Patrick. I haven't been there in years for a game just because I've always been working. You know, I've been working the NFL beat at least for, since 2010. Oh, God, how long now? I don't know, like a decade. So, yeah, it's been a long time for a game since I've been there. But, yeah, I go there as much as I can still. I saw Patrick after things shut down a couple months ago, back in the spring. I'll hopefully get down there again in the next few weeks. But, yeah, I used to go all the time. It's a ton of fun. It's a great place to watch a game. Andy, thanks for the super chat. A UK NFL page posted the question, which player was your team's most consequential draft pick in their history, positive or negative? Thoughts? Thoughts? Your team's most consequential draft pick in their history? In their history? I mean, consequential, negative, it's got to be Tony Mandrich, right? Come on. The incredible bust. Want to go sometime after COVID. Yeah, man. Make your way there. Patrick does it right. It's the best, especially on game days when he does the brats and the beers and the whole nine yards. It's great. Josh Jackson was inactive last week. Do you think he'll be out starting our starting cornerback next year? Whoo, baby. I can't predict what's going to happen in the rotation this week, let alone next year. It's a possibility, but I don't think they're going to stand pat. They're always going to be looking to upgrade. We'll see. Karen, thanks for the super chat. If Aaron Jones walks, looks like we're headed towards that San Fran-like offense, which I definitely like, although I love what we have now. I mean, they're kind of there already. You know, the idea that Jones had like five more carries than Williams on Sunday, and I think that's how they like it. You know, they want to split those duties. And you know, they drafted A.J. Dillon for a reason. It's to guard against having to overpay at the running back spot. So, yeah, there's a good chance that Jones does go someplace else, get a big payday out on the market, and then Dillon slides in and they use Dillon and or Dillon and Williams. But we'll see. I love the kettle. Yeah, the kettle's the bomb, man. I'm late, but I'm here. How the heck are you, Nags? Evan, I am well. I hope you're doing well as well. Has anyone here been to Will's Northwoods Inn in Chicago? Jason, we spent the evening at Will's Northwoods the night before the NFC Championship game in Chicago. We had a Cheesehead TV tweet up there. That place is phenomenal. If you are ever in Chicago, head to Will's Northwoods, one of the best Packer bars in the country. That place is outstanding. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. I got William Henderson to autograph after practice. Dude was shredded. Who is better at what they did, Henderson or Kuhn? Well, Kuhn was an amazing all-around player. But to me, Henderson gets the nod not only for what he did from scrimmage, not only because he was a great receiver out of the backfield, which people kind of forget sometimes, but also he was an absolute stalwart on special teams. And I know Kuhn was good there as well. But to me, William Henderson was a special teams captain, was a great lead blocker, excellent receiver. I mean, Holmgren used to draw up screens for the fullback. That's how good he was. Yeah, I'd give a slight nod to Henderson, but both guys are phenomenal. Do I think they'll tag Jones? No, absolutely not. You know, to be on the hook for the tag amount in a year where the salary cap is undoubtedly going to shrink, no chance. Go Pack Go from Florida. What's up, Ron? How are you, buddy? The neck roll king. That's right, Derek. Henderson had the neck roll. That gives him the nod right there. JT, Dobbins, Gibson, CEH, Akers all look very good. A.J. Dillon likely the starter next year. Brett, yeah, there's a possibility. You know, CEH is a good kind of lens to look through as far as, okay, he, you know, definitely carries what he's asked, and there was a lot of hype around him early in the season, but it's not like he's set the world on fire. But he's a hell of a lot cheaper than paying Aaron Jones a ton of money. You know, and I want Jones to get paid. I hope he gets, you know, a ton of money on the open market. I can't imagine the Packers are going to go that route. What's the history/reason behind Lambeau's current reputation within the fan base for being a generally poor atmosphere, sit down on third down, et cetera? Presumably it wasn't always that way. I'll tell you what, Andy, it really changed last year. It really started to turn around. And then, of course, a pandemic hits. But prior to last year, there was a lot of entitlement in Entitled Town. The scene had become very much, oh, I'm going to the game as a social outing. It wasn't about the game. And that had kind of permeated over the last 5-6 years. And now there's always that mix of the older crowd, which is there in a very traditional way, and then you get up on third down and they yell at you to sit down. I don't think that'll ever change in Green Bay. But like I said, last year, Matt, to his eternal credit, was very insistent on trying to bring back a home field advantage type atmosphere. And I think he succeeded in a big way. So hopefully that returns when the pandemic is in the rearview mirror. Cameron, thanks for the super chat. What do you think is the best way we can help / free up Kenny Clark? We get him more help inside. And that's not going to help happen anytime soon, personnel-wise, unless Anthony Rush is suddenly activated and let loose, which I don't foresee happening. You know, maybe a few more run blitzes, but you don't want to just blitz to blitz, you know? You know, Kenny's going to have to make a lot of this happen on his own, and he's always going to be the focal point of any blocking scheme. It's just, you know, you're always going to get chips to Z, where the back or a tight end chips Z. You've seen that week after week after week. And you're always going to have wherever he, if he's on the three, if he's on the nose, wherever he lines up, they are going to slide his way. Those are the two things you can set your watch on. They're going to make Rashawn Gary. They're going to make Preston Smith win their one-on-ones. That has been how teams are playing it. And I don't see that changing anytime soon. Matthew, thanks for the super chat. Let's move up in the draft to get a punter. This should light a fire under JK. Thoughts? I think Corey Banky would burn this world to the ground if they draft another punter. Justin, thanks for the super chat. There was fan entitlement in Green Bay? Was? LOL. You heard me, Justin. You heard me. Made it to Green Bay versus Bears, Lions, and Seahawks last year. I need cold bleachers in my life now. I hear you, buddy. Man, I hear you. How hard will it be for A.J. Dillon to live up to Ahmad Carroll's number 28 jersey? Just get him some gloves, the boxing gloves. I think he'll do the job. How do I think the defense will fare this weekend? I think we'll see a continuation of what we've seen the last few weeks. They'll be solid. I think they'll undoubtedly have some maddening third down conversions, and for the most part, they will do their job. Maybe force a turnover from Teddy, because I think he will throw a few to our defense. But you know, I also think Mike Davis is probably going to get on track and give the Packers some problems on the ground. So it really comes down to the offense holding the ball, which it has repeatedly, and scoring a ton of points, which is our best defense. No question about it. And the defense just has to play a complementary role, which I see them continuing to do. PJ Sander for the win. All right, relax. Good morning from Houston. What's up, man? Good morning from New York. Is Gary going to play Saturday? I think so. We'll see. They haven't had a true practice yet. They had an estimation for their first injury report of the week, and then yesterday was just a walkthrough. So we'll see what happens later today when they have what I think will be their one true practice. We'll see. And they may just do another walkthrough. But hopefully Gary trends the right way there. Will the weather play a role in the passing game? I don't think so. They were supposed to. Early in the week, it looked like there was going to be a bit of a slop fest on Saturday night. But now that seems, the weather.com report that I've looked at, it sure looks like that front is going to hit Green Bay on Friday. So Saturday should be a clear night. So it should, not a ton of wind, no precipitation. It's just the exact kind of night that Rodgers was talking about after the Vikings game, where he really enjoys, where it's cold, but it's really still. Hopefully that means they will be throwing it all over the yard, because if you watch the Broncos game, you know the Panthers defense provides you with some opportunities to throw the ball down the field. And I think Aaron and company will want to do that. Craig, thanks for the super chat. Has there ever been a case where a player took a smaller second contract to stay with a contender versus going to a suck team and getting paid? Not in so many words, but I think you got to just look back to Randall Cobb. You know, when Cobb got his deal done, his first deal after his rookie deal, he did a shorter deal. I think it was for 3 years. And, you know, he didn't exactly break the bank, but he got paid pretty damn well. And the idea was, you know, he wanted to stick in Green Bay playing with Aaron Rodgers. And then, you know, at the end of that 3-year deal, he could hit the market again while still in his prime. Now, injuries played havoc with that. That ended up playing havoc with that planning. But it has happened in a sense. It's not too, you know, it's not too regular. But who knows, man? You want to sell somebody on playing in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers for another year? Maybe you get Aaron Jones, but that's the other problem, is that for years, Russ Ball has gotten people to take below market value, whether they're, you know, current Packers or prospective free agents, because they have Aaron Rodgers, and you can use that. Right? Oh, come play with Aaron Rodgers. That's almost done. I got maybe one more year of Rodgers. Like, how do you sell that to Aaron Jones? You know, stick around for the Jordan Love growing pains. No one's taking a discount for that. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Bridgewater doesn't ever throw deep, and we'll give up a 3rd and 13. I'm already mad about it. As long as you set your expectations correctly, Justin. Cameron, thanks for the super chat. Not going to lie, excited to see more Vernon Scott. Yeah, you should be. I think he's an exciting young player. No doubt about it. Every time he's out there, I think he makes something good happen, and I think he's flashed a lot. I hope we see him get a few more snaps on Sunday. Joshua, thanks for the super chat. It seems like the easy play versus Tennessee would be to stack the line and force Tannehill to beat us over the top, the opposite of what played out in Minnesota. Versus Minnesota, because I think in Minnesota was just fine. Maybe. Let's beat the Panthers first, though. Not too worried about Tennessee yet. Do I think the Packers will ever reissue stock? I still kick myself for not getting one last time around. Are you a shareholder? Dusty, I am. I didn't buy it. My sister got it for me as a gift, but I still have it. Will they issue stock again? 100%. They will. They are limited with when and how they can issue it. The NFL has strict rules about when they're allowed to. But it will happen. Most likely, if they win another Super Bowl, you can set your watch. They will absolutely. I also think they'll try and find maybe another opportune time to do it in the next, say, decade if they don't end up winning a Super Bowl. But it will happen again, at least one more time. I can't wait till Jordy Nelson and BJ Rashi come out of retirement. All right, it is now time to go. It's great to see everybody. Thank you so much for hanging out. Hey, if you missed Packer Transplants last night, make sure you check that out on YouTube or Facebook. Thanks to everybody for joining me. Thanks to all our Patreon members for joining us on the happy hour the other night. That was a ton of fun. If you would like to become a Patreon member, just visit patreon.com/cheeseheadTV. All we ask is $5 a month to support everything we do here with the brand. If you can't join Patreon, totally understand. Just hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.